Our gospel lesson this morning comes to us from the 12th chapter of John's gospel. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And there they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus, one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard and anointed Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. And Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Mary's act of extravagance and thanksgiving and joy is not contrasted with the utility of justice to explain the presence of poverty. You know, the poor you always have with you. But to reveal the correct posture before the presence of Christ, "But you do not always have me." As this saying is often quoted and misquoted, you need to hear that Jesus was not responding to a question about the nature of poverty. The context was responding to someone whose pursuit of justice is joyless. You know, can you imagine the civil rights movement without the music? You know, acting with thanksgiving and joy transforms the room. Even the corners and the hidden recesses are filled with the fragrance of perfume. The fragrance of perfume, like the white cover of newly fallen snow, unifies all the conflicting and differing smells and all that's been left undone. Jean-Paul Guerlain, the nose, who creates fragrances for the venerable House of Guerlain, has created 12 fragrances for his family's business. But if you ask him about the family's best seller, he